his small voice.
Oh, but no headstone on my grave. All my life I've been a slave. Want the whole wide world to know. Here lies a man that loved you so. Mama, mama, don't you cry. Mama, don't cry. I'm gonna meet you in the by-and-by. In the sweet by-and-by. Tell Papa I'm coming home. Coming on home. God, it can't be very long. I don't put no headstone on my grave. Oh, my love of a bit of faith. Want the whole wide world to know. Here lies the stud that loved you so. Mama, 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 don't you cry. But I'm gonna meet you in the by and by. In a sweet bye-bye. Hey, Papa, I'm coming home. Coming on home. Oh, God, it can't be very long. The humping slave. And you know something, I want the world to know. Here lies the stud that loved this woman so. Mama, mama, don't you cry. Mama, don't cry. I'm gonna meet you in the by and by. In the sweet by and by. Tell Papa I'm coming home. Oh Lord, you know it can't be very long. One more time. Don't put a headstone on my grave. All my life I've been a slave. I want the whole wide world to know. Here lies a man that loved. I don't put no headstone on my grave. All my life I'm a video slave. Woo! Oh, the whole wide world knows. Oh, 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 oh. Here lies the stud that loved you so. Mama, 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 don't you cry, mama, woo, don't cry. But I'm gonna meet you in the by and by. In the sweet by and by. Tell the Papa I'm coming home. Coming on home. And you know something, neighbors? Oh, God, it can't be very long.
Don't put a headstone on my grave. I want a monument. This is the killer speaking, darling. Oh!
Hello everyone, Bob here. That was the inimitable Jerry Lee Lewis there. We're coming at you from a very wintry Swipe Towers tonight. It's a Monday night, so I'm a couple of days ahead of schedule because I normally do these on a Wednesday because I'm a creature of habit, as you'll probably all be aware by now as we start podcast number 67. Goodness me, have I really been boring people? Well, I probably haven't been boring people because they've probably listened to one or two and then decided never to listen again, quite wisely, I would say. But I had some very good news on the stats front, because I, as you know, I don't religiously check the stats, but I do occasionally kind of just, you know, have a quick peek and see if anyone at all is listening. And I was quite staggered to see that we'd had something in the order of about 3,000 downloads. So I can only imagine that there's one incredibly insane person out there who's just downloading, you know, that's all they do. They just sit there and download the Bobcasts. So whoever you are, thank you very much for your efforts. It's really made my week to know that I'm that incredibly popular with you, one person, crazed downloader out there. So, I thought that was quite good. Sorry, just got a... I should have made a cup of tea. That was the sort of thing I started, wasn't it? A cup of tea, the tea of the week spot, because I'm just doing this straight from the office. Obviously, I've been at work masterminding my songwriting and business empire. You know, all the fashion accessories and new album re-releases, all that. You know, they don't just kind of magic themselves into obscurity. You know, it takes hard work and effort. So I'm just going to see where I am on the track here, because I've got loads of time. Yeah, because I forgot. I've changed it around. I did actually try and record this a while back, and it was crap. So I've tried to redo it with a bit more sort of panache. And as you can see, I failed dismally. So we'll get on with the next song. That was Jerry Lee Lewis there. I did promise I'd play some of his, and I thought that was a cracking start. A bit of his sort of Station to Station there, wasn't it? A really epic way to start the show, I thought. I hope you enjoyed that one as much as I love listening to old Jerry Lee. I'm going to be boring you all with a bit more Jerry Lee over the next few weeks, because I'm absolutely loving him, really getting into his stuff. We're gonna stick with the American theme. There's quite a rootsy feel to tonight's one, actually, which I hope goes down all right with people. As you know, you're not going to get anything made after sort of 1912 on this show, really. That's about as contemporary as we get. And we're going to go back to, I think, about 1960-ish. That first one was from 73, Jerry Lee Lewis. This was Arthur Alexander. I don't think I've played this one before, though I have played a couple of his tunes. And this is a downloaded version, which I think is from a CD, so it should sound a bit better than my crackly old vinyl LP, which I have of it. It's a track that was later covered by Bob Dylan, and I think this is absolutely superb. I've been sitting playing this on the guitar for the last couple of days, just nothing but that, because it's such a great grip. Groove, depending upon your preference. And here he is, Arthur Alexander, one of the sweetest voiced men in popular music. He's singing a song called Sally Sue Brown.
Look who's back in town. Ain't nobody but Sally Sue Brown. All you boys better run for cover if you don't wanna be a broken hearted lover. See her in that red tight skirt. Got what it takes just to make you hurt. Don't be deceived by the big bright eyes. She's made of cheating, misery, and low down lies. Makes no difference where she's been. I'm no self in doing those things again. Breaking hearts on down the line, like she broke this heart of mine. Here she comes now down my way. Like a fool, I know woman down. Oh no, you ain't no good, but I love you. Come on now, come on now.
Well, I tell a lie, it was from vinyl, wasn't it? You can hear the crackles now. Yeah, sorry about that. I thought when I first played it just on the laptop, I thought, oh good, it's a CD version. Obviously, with the headphones on, it's easier to detect the crackles. But we don't mind crackles on this show, do we? We like a bit of vinyl. So yeah, that's Arthur Alexander, and I'll try and play a few more from that. Now I've got it on the laptop, it's a bit easier to kind of import stuff into the programs rather than setting up all me hi-fi gear and all that type of caper. Okay, well, what have we been up to? Well, yeah, I mean, I did intimate last week that it was a very sad, I said a difficult week. It was just a hard week, yeah, and I won't go into details on it, but yeah, I basically had a funeral to go to last week, which was actually a lot. It was obviously sad, but also, you know, this strange thing happens when people get together in sad occasions, that they kind of support one another, and there was a lovely kind of atmosphere amongst those of us who were there. So I'm probably going to name check a few of the people from that day. One of them was a guy I knew vaguely and just say hello to, and you know, this thing we think, oh, I know him to say hello to, without having really sort of spoken to him. A guy called Mark, and I will plug his guitar shop a bit later on in the show, because I wanted to play this one. I just thought I may well send him the link. If I don't, then obviously he'll never hear this, so I can say what I like, really. But no, I just had a fantastic chat with him. And as I say, it's this weird thing where you know somebody to say hello to, and then you finally get to sort of sit down and have a proper conversation. And we were just prattling along about old rock and roll records and country and western music and just all manner of things. And this is one of the guys who came up in our conversation, and I didn't realise I had actually heard this song. I didn't realise it was by George Jones, who's the guy that Mark was kind of really saying is the greatest ever country singer. I thought, you know, and he said, yeah, better than Hank Williams. You know, he really is the guy. So we're going to listen to a bit of George Jones here, who I've subsequently realised was married to Tammy Wynette. How could I not have known that? I'm sure I did know it. I just chose not to inform my brain of it. But yeah, so we're going to play one of his very early rockabilly ones, and then I'll do a plug for Mark's guitar shop, which I hope to be visiting very soon. And I'm sure there are a few guitar players who listen who may want to accompany me on a voyage down there to sunny Greenwich. But here's George singing Why Baby Why.
Why, baby, why you make me cry, baby, cry, baby, cry, baby, cry? I can't help but love you till the day that I die, so tell me why, baby, why, baby, why? Well, I got a crow I wanna pick with you, just like last time when the feathers flew. You're running wild, kicking up your heels, leaving me home with a handful of bills. Can't live without you, and you know it's true, but there's no living with you, so what'll I do? I'm going honky-tonk and get as tight as I can. Maybe by then you'll appreciate a good man. Tell me why, baby, my baby, why you make me cry, baby, cry, baby, cry, baby, cry. Till the day that I die, so tell me why, baby, why, baby, why, baby, why? Well, now I don't know, but I've heard say, and every little dog's gonna have his day. You better pay attention, don't you dare forget, 'cause I'm just a little bitty puppy, yeah. I caught you honky-tonking with my best friend. The thing to do was leave you, but I should've left then. Now I'm too old to leave you, but I still get sore when you come home a-feeling for the knob on the door. Tell me why, baby, why you make me cry, baby, cry, baby, cry, baby, cry. I can't help but love you till the day that I die, but tell me why, baby, why,
yeah, I mean, that's real, real sort of twanging country singing, isn't it? And I've managed to get hold of the essential George Jones, so I'm going to steep myself in that and play some more from that. But it was a great tip there from Mark. Thank you for that. And in return for your kindness and excellent company last Wednesday, I want to plug your shop, because he has a guitar shop. It's called Greenwich Guitars, which probably gives you a rough idea of where it is in London. I think it's in, is it South Street? Greenwich South Street, which he said to me was kind of halfway towards Lewisham. But I looked at, on the map on his website, and it didn't look too far away. So, I think there'll be a few expeditions down that way, I think. And I think Mark's in there on Saturdays, so he was saying. I mean, so please go down there and give him some money, because he knows his music, and if he knows guitars half as much as he knows excellent kind of roots music and just an encyclopedic knowledge of things that I just had a vague kind of, oh yeah, that's nice stuff, isn't it? And he just would reel off like lists of names of people who were excellent and records to chase up. So wonderful, a really nice spin spin on a pretty sad day otherwise. So let's move on to happier thoughts then, and not that Mark isn't a happy thought, you know, and guitars and things, they're very happy, aren't they? But you'll remember last week I did an Apple Records special. Those of you who didn't hear it, do listen, because it actually had some good records on it. If you ignore my prattling on in between them, there were some really good records. I was really pleased with that one. I thought it came out pretty well, considering it was a pretty experimental thing. I didn't know how the hell it was going to sound. And you'll recall, if you did listen to it, that I played a record by Ronnie Spector, which I raved about, and that was called Try Some, Buy Some. And I'm now going to play you the very, very rare and hard to find B-side to that single, which I think has George and some of the other Beatles on it, and it's called Tandoori Chicken. So here's Ronnie. Go, and you can hear that at the end there, that's the 3,000 Bob Swipe fans are clapping at the end there, as you can hear the massed ranks of the Swipe fans. I must do it next week, mustn't I? I must do the tagline 3,000 Bob fans can't be wrong or whatever, and dress up in a gold lame suit or something equally bizarre. I love the way she pronounces tandoori. There's a bit of a Jonathan Ross going on in the Ronnie Spector pronunciation department there. Okay, Yeah, well, what are we going to play? We're going to play something by... I actually, when I did the run-through of this one, it's the first time I've really done that, where I've actually thought, it's so bad, I can't possibly put this out, because I was just a bit manic, I think. I was just talking at 9 to the dozen, because I was doing it in a real hurry before going out to meet some excellent friends who I met on Sunday, and I'll name check them. Well, I might as well name check them now. And this time, I'll dedicate this one to Nick, and for no other reason than he's the one who I hope listens to this and was over from New York, where he's moved to. I think I've mentioned him on podcasts here. Nick Abadz is my very famous friend and excellent cartoonist and writer and all round general mensch and decent, lovely human being, basically. And I hadn't seen him for a long time. He was just kind of... a lot of alcohol was consumed, basically, and he was just filling us in on life out in NYC, and it's fabulous to see him. So I was rushing out to meet Nick and some other friends, who I will name check in a little while, and I just was kind of racing through this thing, and I was introducing this next song, and I introduced it as Smokey Ribble and the Monocles, or something like that. Smokey Riracle and the Monocles, Rirenson and the Monocles. So here they are. It's Smokey Rirenson and the Monocles, and this is the version of Way Over There, which has no strings on it, apparently, a bit of a sort of Pinocchio version. So here we go. Here's Smokey and his monocles for you all. And it goes out to Nick.
Was mine all that, 'cause I can hear her saying,
come to me, babe.
Over to the other side,
la, 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 la,
but they don't know I'm gonna get them holding on just one more time, like I did before. She was mine all night, 'cause I can hear her saying,
come to me, baby.
As always, it's just it's blissful listening to Smokey there, isn't it? And that's a wonderful record. And that comes from the Complete Motown Singles, which I've mentioned before. I've been illegally downloading in by the sort of literally by the ton. I mean the files. There are so many of them. They must weigh quite a bit, I would imagine. And I wanted to dedicate that to Nick and to say it was absolutely fantastic seeing you. And love to all the family. And I hope you had a safe trip back, because you're probably back on the other side of the pond by now by the time you hear this. So yeah, grand to see you, lad. And keep up the good work and all that. Right, okay, this one I'm going to dedicate in just in purely because his name's next in the alphabet, I think, to Paul, my other mate, great mate, and to his lovely partner, Debbie. And they came down from North London to see us all, and it was lovely, an all-too-brief meeting. But in case you do, in case Paul or Debbie are kind of tuning into the show, as it were, I'm going to play something very strange for you now. And this is the one I should have dedicated to Nick, actually, because it's got a New York theme. There you go, we'll just be perverse as normal, and we'll play a New York song for somebody who lives in Hackney, or Haringey rather. So this is for Paul, and this is a group who came up in one of the books I've been reading, the I think it's the Mojo Collection. And I didn't really know anything about this lot at all, and I liked the sound of their name. They're called the Holy Modal Rounders, and they were basically a couple of guys whose names I cannot tell you, I'm afraid, but not because it's a secret, I just can't remember. I made it sound like it was like a CIA thing. They may well be on the CIA books, because they allegedly, I haven't checked the record on this, but they supposedly are the first people to use the word psychedelic in a song, and that was in about 1964, I think. It's on one of the songs on this album, probably not the one I'm going to play, because that would just be too professional and basically sensible. But they're going to play a song which I links in, because I think Lonnie Donegan did this song, or did something similar to this. It's Holy Modal Rounders here, and this is a song called Long John, and it goes out for Paul's. It's Long John for Paul. That's a good one, isn't it? And Debbie.
And now Long John made him a pair of shoes. They were the funniest shoes that you ever could see. They had a heel in the front and a heel behind. You can never tell where Long John was whining. Long John, you know he's long gone, like a turkey through the corn. With his long pajamas on, you know he's long gone, long gone. From Bowling Green, from Bowling Green. And now Long John made him a funny little bow. That was the funniest little boat that you ever could see. Had a motor in the front and an engine behind. You could never tell where Long John was going. Long John, you know he's long gone, like a turkey through the corn. With his long pajamas on, you know he's long gone, long gone. From Bowling Green was his home. Now Long John made him a bomber shoe. That was a bomber issue that you ever could see. Had a bumper in the front and a chute behind. You can never tell where, just where Long John was going. Long John, you know he's long gone, like a turkey through the corn. With his long pajamas on, you know he's long gone, long gone. From Bowling Green, from Bowling Green, from Bowling Green.
Yeah, it's nice. I like it when you can hear the picks kind of being dropped at the end of songs as well. And yeah, they're kind of weird voices, quite a strange kind of nasal quality to them. But they played on the New York folk scene around the kind of same time that Bob Dylan was kind of playing in that early 60s thing. They may or may not have appeared in Mad Men or whatever. So yeah, I think they're interesting, and I'll play a few more from that. And I haven't listened back to it. That's probably the one that says psychedelic in it, isn't it? I'll have to listen to the show myself to find out, because I just thought I'd play something by them, and that was the one that kind of I thought the Lonnie Donegan, or Lolly Dolligan, as John Peel's father insisted on calling him. That's Holy Modal Rounders for you, and we'll play a few more of theirs later. But it's quite a kind of kooky little album, that one, quite interesting, and very much of its time, obviously. Okay, this one goes out to Todd Blogney. I did a birthday dedication to him recently, and I was going to give him this album, or a copy of this a CD burning of this album, but I thought it was a bit naff, isn't it, just to give somebody something that you know they'll probably like. He probably has it already anyway, but so in the end I gave him an Elvis gospel thing, which I hope he liked, and I will play some of that. Actually, I should have put one of those on for him, but he's already listening to that, hopefully, because he seemed very pleased to get it for his birthday. Like, and yeah, I'm going to play something from the Eugene McDaniels album that I played a while back. I played the weirdest track on it, and this is quite a nice one. I'm sure it's about Mick Jagger. I mean, the clue's in the title, really, because it's called Jagger the Dagger, and I think it mentions kind of, it seems to kind of refer lyrically to him. And I thought this was quite a nice track, so I'm going to play this for Todd Blogney, belated birthday gift, and again, lovely to see you the other day, our Todd. He's the inventor of the blog, by the way. Not many people know this, you know, obviously he's kind of rolling in it, really, because every time somebody uses the word blog, he gets a couple of P or something, you know, it's pretty good. So, and he invented it in, God, I mean, going back to what, 1975, he invented it. So it's been around for a long time, the blog. And so I think we'll raise a glass to Todd Blogney, inventor of the blog. And here's whoever it was I said it was, with Jagger the Dagger, Eugene McDaniels. See what you think of this one.
Jagger's organ will play.
Yeah, it's nice and odd, that one, a bit unsettling, isn't it? But I think it suits the mood of the piece, and I imagine that's kind of a reference. Sorry, I'm just scratching my stubble there. I did shave this morning, but it's, God dear, 5 o'clock shadow. Shocking, isn't it? There you go. You could strike a match on that, you could. Okay, yeah, sorry, I'll stop the sound. Yeah, I haven't got any sound effects lined up this week. I will get back into the sound effects. I know we had loads of letters saying don't, so I'll just be perverse and I will actually start putting them back in. No, I didn't really have lots of letters saying that. I had lots of letters saying don't play any more Lance Percival. Unfortunately, as I said last week or the week before, I've played all my Lance records, so I've got no more Lance to give you. I have no more Lance to give. So if that's not a song, what is? That's a great song. I shall have to go off and play my ukulele now if I can reach it and write a song while you're listening to a song for Istvanski. I'll just have a little go on the uke while I'm doing the he'll appreciate it when he's Istvanski. Yeah, the rocking train driver Istvanski, he tweeted me, I believe that's the parlance with the Twitter sort of course. But no, that's very irritating playing the ukulele, isn't it? And I can't concentrate on what I'm saying either. Yeah, I had a very nice kind of message from Istvanski. It was very nice to hear from him, and he just kind of tweeted by on in cyberspace and said, oh yeah, I've been listening to the last few podcasts and really enjoyed them, and was looking forward to listening to, I think, the last one, which was the Apple one, wasn't it? So I hope he enjoys that. This is a band I played on number two, the second Bobcast, which is the first one, really, because it's the first one with music on it. And I think I played them as the second song on that one. So I haven't played anything by them since, which is a bit remiss of me. So this is from a compilation of punk greatest hits called 1, 2, 3, 4. And it's a band called The Monochrome Set, and it's an eponymous song. That means it's called the same thing as the group. So here it is. It's The Monochrome Set by, you guessed it, The Monochrome Set, and this is for Istvanski.
I fascinate, infatuate, emphatically. Your dreary, your base, stereo face is weary for me. I'm ever since so eloquent and curiously. I entertain your tiny brain so spuriously. The monochrome set, monochrome set, monochrome set. The monochrome set, monochrome set, monochrome set. I'm charming dear, disarming dear, alarming to see. You're funny, you're dead honey, but you're always money to me. My rhetoric so magnetic, aesthetically. I'll nominate you to abominate and dissipate me. The monochrome set, monochrome set, monochrome set. The monochrome set, monochrome set, monochrome set.
Ciao ragazzi, questo
è
l'indipendente. Potremmo giocare un pochino stasera. Siete sempre stati nel loro corpo. La voglia di attaccare il suo tempo. Andiamo insieme allora. Sono soltanto una puttana di marchio.
Captivate, enraptivate, emphatically. You're lazy, you're limp, baby, your mind is crazy to me. I'm adorable, you're deplorable, it's not a lot of fun. It's gruesome, but we're a twosome, so hey, 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 here we come. The monochrome set, monochrome set, monochrome set. 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 The monochrome set, monochrome set, monochrome set.
Lovely stuff. I really like the Monochrome Set, and it's nice to hear them on the Bobcasts again. I will try and dig out some more of theirs, and so I'll just annoy you all with a bit of ukulele strumming there. Oh yeah, and we've got a bit of where did it go? I was going to play a George Formby one. I'd slipped off the thingy. I hope I can find it later, because that's going to be rather fun. But I'm going to crack on, because I've got things I want to play, and this is going to be a very long cast otherwise. So this is the Five Royales, a band I really, or a group I really got into. They started in 1948, I think, and so they've kind of covered the whole span of black American music, really, post-war popular music, up to about 65, and they were produced by James Brown, no less, and they did the original, one of his the songs he made famous, called Think, and this is them doing a wonderful song called The Slum of the Slum. I think this is cracking, and listen to the guitar on this, it's wonderful. So here's Five Royales.
Slum in the slum, slum in the slum, don't try slum to figure out slum where I come from. Now don't try slum to figure out slum where I come from. I could be a smart guy from Wall Street, I could be the Purple People leader's son, but I can do the slum in the slum. Do you hear?
Slum in the slum.
Oh yeah.
Slum in the slum.
I can do the
slum in the slum.
Okay, I'm going to race on, because this one I had to play. It's the George Formby one. I thought I'd lined it up to play after George Jones, and I bollocksed it up, because I obviously didn't. So imagine you've just listened to George Jones, and this is kind of the perfect answer, back record, to that kind of cultural imperialism of the sort of American popular culture. Well, how can you say something so crass as that about George Formby? But there you go. That's what it struck me as being, and I think this is a wonderful record. It's called Hillbilly Willie, and I hope you like this. Go on, George.
Ride 'em, cowboy. Yippee! Give me the wild, wild woolly west. The wild open spaces too. Breaking the track on a bony hack who lost one leg at Waterloo. With a gun in a holster and a pillow and a bolster and a mattress and enamel, what's her name? I'm a hillbilly willy from the Cow Eel Range, riding across the Wigan Plain. When I'm tired of the saddle, I get off the horse and paddle, then I get a cheap return and catch the train. I'm a hillbilly willy from the Cow Eel Range, riding across the Wigan Plain. With the feather duster on the bronco's tail, we can swish away the flies, yeah, man. We gallop backwards up and down the trail to keep the dust out of our eyes. Once a moll got me guessing, and with me she started messing. Now me covered wagon now is not the same, because I'm Hill Willy Billy from the Cow Heel Range, riding across the Wigan Plain. Saloon bars, I stick up all the fag ends, then I pick up, and the drinks they leave behind I quickly drain. I'm Hillbilly Willie from the Cow Eel Range, riding across the Wigan Plain. All the cattle I lasso 'em, then I cut 'em up and chew 'em, and I sell the skins for fourpence down the main. Yeah, ma'am, I'm Hillbilly Willie from the Cow Eel Range, riding across the Wigan Plain. Yippee! With the feather duster on the bronco's tail, we can swish away the flies. We gallop backwards up and down the trail to keep the dust out of our eyes. There's a dame, she's got some daughters, they've got lovely big iron quarters, and their ups and downs are nearly twice the same. They fall for Hillbilly Willie of the Cow Eel Range, riding across the Wigan Plain.
One solo George Fat for me, but it's brilliant, and it makes me smile every time I hear it. Okay, yeah, I think I might just be able to squeeze everything on here. This one is for Stray Photon again. We're getting nearer his birthday. I might as well do another birthday one. Happy birthday, Stray. This is from the wonderful Jackie 3 CD 70s Cheese Fest CD that he lent me recently. And this is the Peter Noon version of a song you'll be more familiar with from the Hunky Dory album. It's Peter Noon singing a beastly version of Oh You Pretty Things.
Oh, you pretty things, don't you know you're driving your mamas and papas insane? Oh, you pretty things, don't you know you're driving your mamas and papas insane? Let me make it plain, you gotta make way for the whole superior. Wake up your sleepy head, put on some clothes, shake up your bed, put another log on the fire for me. I need some breakfast and coffee. I look out my window and what do I see? A crack in the sky and a hand reaching down to me. All your nightmares came today, and it looks as though they're here to stay. What are we coming to? There's no room for me, no fun for you. I think about a world to come, where the books were found by the golden ones, written in plain, written in all, by the puzzled man who questioned what we were here for. All the strangers came today, and it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, you pretty things, don't you know you're dropping your mamas and papas insane? In golden rays, look at yourself, they belong to you. They're the start of the common race. The earth is a beast, we finished our news. Homo sapiens have outgrown their use. All the strangers came today, and it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, you pretty things, don't you know you're driving your mamas and papas insane? Superior. Oh, you pretty things.
that's nice, isn't it? I like that. I think it suits his voice, and he's actually, in a way, he's camper than Bowie is on it, isn't he? It's kind of a very reedy voice he has there. Now, I've had to drop one. I thought I was not like that. I had to drop a song from the playing order. I don't want you're making up your own jokes now. Stop it. I've had to drop one of the songs because from the playing running order, because I think it just wouldn't have fitted on, and we'd have gone well over an hour here. So I'm going to play a song by the Wallace Brothers here. This is from the Dave Marsh book that I've been bleating on about for quite some time, The Heart of Pop and Soul, or Heart of Rock and Soul, I think it's called. And this is absolutely lovely, really wonderful early soul music, and has a real hint of gospel to it. It's called Precious Words. This was the one I ended in the dry run with, and it's lovely, but it's not quite an ending song, I don't think. So we've got one more to come after this, but hope you enjoy the Wallace Brothers here, and this is Precious Words, and it's lovely. So unfortunately, we're going to have to miss out Vivian Stanchel playing with the Damned, which I thought was going to be rather fun. But I'll put that on the next one. And buggered it, because I was going to do a dedication for Romo as well. But I'll do that next week, because I did have a special one I'm going to play. So if you can, I'll do the name check now, but I wanted to play a record for you. So I will put one on next one. I will definitely remember to do that, because I've been meaning to play something from this bootleg, which I think the roaster of the moaster will like. So I will do that, and I'll leave you tonight with an extract from a wonderful new reissue of the John Lennon complete works, really. I mean, certainly all the stuff he released with in his solo career. And there's a couple of bonus things on there. One is the singles, and I'll play some of the singles over the next few weeks, because they sound absolutely fantastic. But there's also one of the discs has home recordings on it. I think this is recorded at Abbey Road, because it sounds exactly like the version from the Plastic Ono Band album, but just without all the other instruments. It's a lovely solo version, an unaccompanied version of the song Isolation, and it comes from the home tapes section of the recently kind of It's a thing called Lennon Box or Signature Box, I think. If you're a fan of John Lennon, get the new remasters. I'll try and get over to you through these podcasts how brilliant they sound. They really are absolutely wonderful. So it's about to start. I'm going to stop. Sorry, I didn't want the song crashing in while I was doing the build-up to it. So I will cut this short. But yeah, really do sound fantastic. And this isn't the best example to show, but I just thought I'd play something which was a lovely way to end the show, really. So here's John Lennon singing Isolation. Hope you've enjoyed this one. I put a lot of effort into this one because I actually recorded it twice because the first one was so bad. So I hope my thousands of listeners all appreciate the effort. And basically, whoever it is out there who's downloading, you're doing nothing but downloading, keep it up, keep doing it, try and get another computer, try and download two simultaneous sets and really give the figures a boost. Okay, I hope everyone's happy and well, and look forward to talking at you again soon, and we'll be back with Bobcast number 68, and I've got to remember all the things I said I'd put in that one. So wish you all good night and God bless, and leave you in the capable hands of JWL. Night night, everyone. Ta-ra.
When you're ready, John.
Okay.
People say we got it made. Don't they know we're so afraid? Isolation. We're afraid to be alone. Everybody got to have a home. Isolation. Just a boy and a little girl trying to change the whole world. Isolation. The world is just a little town. Everybody trying to pull us down. Understand after you've caused so much pain, but then again, you're not to blame, you're just a human victim of the insane. Afraid of the sun. Isolation. The sun will never disappear. The world may not have many years. Isolation.
I lost me paper.